This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Law enforcement officers and residents in and around Washington, D.C. continue to keep watch for a sniper who has repeatedly struck in the suburbs here. The fatal shooting yesterday of a businessman pumping gas near Fredericksburg, Virginia, is apparently linked to the shooter or shooters who have killed seven other people and wounded two more in the past 11 days. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins us. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
And please bring us up on the latest developments.
Well, they have just confirmed that the ballistics tests show that the shootings are linked. And Here's the pattern, Scott. In each case, there's been a single shot, as hunting enthusiasts say, one shot, one kill. Nine have happened in heavily commercial areas, and of that nine, four have been at gas stations. All of the shootings in Virginia have happened near motels, leading police to think that he may live in Maryland and may be traveling to Virginia to do these shootings. So police are now searching all of these hotels. What's different in yesterday's case is that there were several witnesses, and at least one of them believed that she saw two people driving away in a white minivan. Mm-hmm. That's actually consistent with what criminal profilers say. They note that last Thursday, there were four shootings in 2 hours, and it's unlikely that only one person would try to pull this off.
Now, there is little what we would consider, at least so far as we know, physical evidence in the case, like shell casings, forgive me, tire tracks, something like that.
Right. Here's what they've got. Maybe two shell casings, maybe one, all the bullets and bullet fragments. Now, if the .223 caliber shotgun used in these shootings has been used in a crime before, then there's a good chance that the ATF may find a match in its database. But you know what? If it hasn't been used before, then It's going to be very hard to trace those bullets to the owner of the gun. The other piece of evidence that they have is the tarot card. You'll remember that was the death card with The words written on it, "Dear policeman, I am God."
And there may be other words written on that.
Yes,
too,
there are, but we just don't know what they are. Yeah. If the shooter left it, then the police have his handwriting. They may possibly, if he touched it, have fingerprints and DNA. But you know what? That is just not very much for police to go on.
And so far, Barbara, no discernible pattern among the victims? They're not of a common race or physical characteristics?
Absolutely.
Anything like that?
It's completely random, and it really puzzles people. And you know what? This shooter really appears to be playing with police. One profiler calls him an interactive terrorist. I mean, here's what he does. He watches televised news conferences And the reporting that we do, and then he responds. For example, people start saying that he's acting as if he's the finger of God, and he leaves a tarot card saying, "Hey, you know what? I am God." Police say that they're going to have a big police presence at schools on Monday, and on Monday morning he goes out and shoots a 13-year-old in front of his school. Experts say he doesn't have to be a sharpshooter because he's just hitting people in the body, not the head, and the next attack he goes and shoots a man in the head as if to say, "See, I am a sharpshooter." So he appears to be really adjusting his moves to what he sees and hears on television.
Mm-hmm. And we should remember that you can have a profile, but that doesn't mean you have a suspect.
That's right.
Thanks very much, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.